We're up to the Mishnah on the page. The Mishnah about 10 lines from the top of the page. We said that if somebody gets paid for examining the mumim of a b'chayr, you're not allowed to trust him whatsoever unless he's mamish an expert. Only if an expert you're allowed to take money. And the reason is because we're chayshet that... that is taking money in order to get it to be known as a lenient rov and paskin the things on mutter and so on and so forth. Yeah. Said the Mishnah, if somebody gets paid to become a dayin, din of betelim, his psakim are worthless. You're not allowed to get paid to do mitzvahs. Lahoyid, if somebody gets paid to testify, edusav betelim, his testimony is bottle because it might be tainted. If some any mitzvah that you do, if you're doing it for money, it's bottle. If you were hired lahazay so the kaddish meima lahayilakaddish, you were hired to sprinkle the paraduma, or to mix the ashes with the water. Meima of the water is meimaida. You drew the spring water; it's considered regular dirty water. A fore even mikvah, the ashes are not considered chatos, but they're considered normal ashes. Im hoya koin. However, let's say he was a koin. And you had to spray it, and they took you mitamei mitumata, took you through a way to get there, and the way you went, became tamei. So now, as a result of the kohen becoming tamei, he can no longer eat trumi; has to buy chulin, which costs double the price. So you caused him actually a direct loss. Is machila? Then you have to feed him. Umashka, you have to.
Huh? Truma costs you nothing.
No, he doesn't get enough truma to live on, so he buys in the store. But truma is a very limited market. Very small demand, so he costs him nothing practically. I mean, he costs, but very little. The Sochan, you have to take care of an anointing. And if he's an old man, you have to, I know, to get to where he has to get to, you have to take care of him. And you pay him like an employee. What kind of employee do you pay him like? We'll soon see. If he takes off his work, we'll soon see. Says the Gemara, how do you know you're not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah? How do you know if a judge gets paid for being a dayin, his psak is disqualified? Or how do you know that his edus, if he gets paid, if you say edus, is disqualified? We're up to here. The Amakra, that was yesterday. We went to yesterday. The Amakra, it says a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eden, Re'ei, see, lemadati eschem, I taught you. What did I teach you? I taught you. Then it says, Kasha tzivani Hashem, like Hashem told me. Ma ani bechinim, Hashem says, just like I don't get paid for what I do for you guys, av atem bechinim, you also should do rumzist. You should not do it for money. Any mitzvah you do, you should not do for money. Rashi learns that the question of Anamili is, how do you know you don't get paid for learning Torah? How do you know you're not get paid for learning Torah? Tesis learns it's really all mitzvahs. You're not get paid for learning all mitzvahs, for doing all mitzvahs. The only thing is, why we have a concept in Mark Subas, we have in Subas, there's a thing called Schar Betela. Schar Betela, which means that you had a job and you gave up your job to do this. So yeah, now there's two levels. There's a char betela, which you have a job, but you're taking off, and it has to be obvious that you these few days you took off, so you can get paid. Then you have a char betela, which you don't work at all. This is your job. You gave up a normal. You chatchila didn't go in the workforce because you are going to be a dayan. You're going to be a malamed. So then you are allowed to get it paid. Yeah. Sorry.
You pay for the other job. It's compensation.
You pay for a dayan, yeah. You pay the equal. Equal, yeah. Exactly.
But isn't there one that sort of thing? You're not doing anything. How much you prepared to take? So
we'll see you tomorrow in a minute. And Teisa says, so that's the schar, what teachers today, how can malamdin get paid today? It's schar betela, because it's clear that they cannot work while they're doing this. And then there's another pshat.
That's why it says teachers in Nishka Nemesar. They're missing out on.
No, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to get paid for mitzvahs. Exactly. But Tzedek is another thing. You know why? And today it apply even to older kids. Tzedek says the reason why a malamed get paid for teaching younger kids is because he's a babysitter, who's disciplining the kids, who's holding them so the parents can go do work and everything else. He's a babysitter, and a babysitter that's what you're getting paid for as a babysitter, not as a malamed. That's why you see the wages are so low from malamed. But today even older kids need to be disciplined and everything else, and trained and educated. So maybe
if you say that the father's meant to be teaching his kid Torah and he's not doing it.
No.
So this is a shliach of the father.
Yeah, but still you're not letting.
That's a babysitter.
Yeah, 100%. You look at the last line of Tesis. Oy, big tani shari matam shimur v'shimur. You are protecting, guarding them. And also we had in the Gemara the Schar Pisak Taimim, teaching them a trup. We had one Rebbe who taught us every Friday we should all do Mava Seder together. That's how we all learned how to learn trup. Or Mava Seder together in class. Okay. So he's a reel amadi eschem for the second part of Pazikash at Sivan Hashem. So you have to, you're not going to get paid for being a dayin and all those things. How do you know that if you cannot find somebody to teach you for free, you have a mitzvah to learn and pay school fees so that you can get taught? It's in the Pazik, emes kenei, that you have to buy the truth, something you have to pay for it. And the truth, what's truth? Not Taita. How do you know you shouldn't say shame shalom out of tibet? Because it cost me money to learn how to go to yeshiva, and I paid schar limud. My father did kachalam dena v'schar. Now I am entitled to be a teacher and teach for getting wages as well. Tam lemer emes kenei. You should buy emes, but the pasuk says v'al timka, but don't sell emes. Emes, you got to go out there and do mivtzoyim and be and teach everything else, and so on. You don't have to do it for a wage. If you hired somebody to spray the blood of the chattas, spray the ashes of a chattas, or to take the water and the ashes and mix them together, then the water is considered null. If you make the ashes are considered just regular ashes, but I mean, that's a question we learned. How many kaddish? If a man turns around to a woman, he says to her, I'm going to kaddish you with the water of the chattas. What do you mean the water? The money that I'm supposed to get paid for doing this, I'm going to give, pass it on to you, and without you, kaddish me, or be'eif the chattas. I didn't make ashes. Is that I is entitled to money? Alpha Pishu Yisrael, even though he's Yisrael, because Rashi says that Koinim usually did it, but Yisrael can also do it. Yisrael can also do it. Can Bizchar, Rashi says there's two levels of Hechsher, sorry, Gemara says, the way Rashi learns, there are two levels of Hechsher Mitzvah. There's one which is directly involved in the Mitzvah, and that's almost like part of the Mitzvah, and then there's one which is further removed. The one that's directly involved with the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to get paid for. The one that's further removed, you are. For example, mixing the water and the ashes is not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to sprinkle, but that's Mamish Hechsher Mitzvah. We don't do that, so therefore that's considered part of the Mitzvah. And you're not allowed to get paid for it. But to go travel out there to find Asha, Behemoth, whatever it is, to go out there and bring the water, that's already removed. Two steps removed. And that already, you're allowed to. That Hechsher Mitzvah is much further. So, Kam Bezchad HaBoah. Bezchad, they're getting paid for bringing the water or Omili and filling the ashes. Kam Bezchad HaZoah V'Kiddush. Here's the Zchad of the bringing and the Kiddush. So the way Rashi lives over here, they're both Hechsher Mitzvah, but one is further than the other. In other words, Rashi says, "Sheyelich memakom rochek l'Yerushalayim lo haviyeif." To go far away, that is no good. Was chamili amayim motzi lemishkol, that he can take the agat tirche shakli. He's not getting paid for the mitzvah; he's getting paid for the tirche because it's an extra loy hechsher mitzvah. He's not getting paid for the mitzvah itself. But kans chanas over kiddush, he hechsher mitzvah loy shakli. That's the hechsher mitzvah, and that he's not allowed to take. Yeah. Tell you what, right? They can approve the Ketan. It says, Hach, Lahazaz or Lakadish. In our mission, it says, you know, I'll get paid, Lahaz Lakadish. Over there, it says by Kedushin, it says, Hamikadish bimechatas, ube efechatash. I'm not talking about getting, retrieving the ashes or the water. But if, let's say, the guy took you, asked you to come and take the b'chayt, and he took and he made you tamei, or it's a long trip, then he has to pay you for that, for the loss that he incurred. How did the kohen even volunteer to go through a tamei place to get truma? You know, a kohen is not going to tamei himself. Says the Gemara, he went to a beis pras. A beis pras is that there used to be a caver there, and they removed the caver from there, but the possibility it might be some bones, and my bones, if it's etzem, a bone the size of a barley, it's metame, at least if you touch it or lift it, not by oil. So therefore the Rabbanan placed an Eastern base of pras, but sometimes we're lenient. Remember we learned in Mara Brochus that medalgin hayinu al gabe arenas, or they used to go through a base of pras to go greet the king, and which is an Indian shemiska yavchin
le'elam haba. Are you allowed to build over a place like that?
Well, yeah,
with one of the grave, there may be a tiny bone there.
So you have to clean it out. We'll soon see. Since basic process only the Rabbanon, so we suspended the Isa for that Isa not being metame himself. We say such a shvach Isa, we let him go. But as far as Trum is concerned, it's more stricter. We're going to be machmen and say maybe you're tummy and therefore you cannot eat.
Isn't that Rabbi Shimbi Choy came out of the Meira? One of the first things he did was identify the grave in a field where there was basic process. They couldn't.
Yeah. We had a benoy in Marshkolim who went around everywhere looking for the graves and saying, you know, he put a marker, the white chalk around it. Yeah. Tell you what, and this follows, a person can blow. You stand there and blow so any small pieces move away. and you can walk. Ah, you might be buried under the ground. That's oil. There's no oil in Beis HaParnassah. Now, this cooler, it's a cooler because he's not perfect. It's not a perfect system. But nevertheless, we're makel that a kohen can walk through a field that's in a feyach. But as far as Truma is concerned, we're still treated as if he became tummy, and therefore he's allowed to go, but he's still tummy. Then we're right. Another answer, Beis HaParnassah Nidush Tor. We're talking about a Beis HaParnassah that was trampled on. Definitely, if a lot of people walked on this field, and you see a lot of footsteps, definitely the bones, whatever it is, were broken even smaller than a barley, or they were all pushed aside. And therefore, as far as the coin, the Issa of a coin becoming Tameh, there's no Issa there. But it's still, as far as Tumas is concerned, Ramachma. Inami, Bishar Tumas. We're not talking about a tumor that a dead body, we're talking about the coin became Tameh by touching a Shedis. There's no Issa for a coin to become Tameh Shedis. There's only Issa for a coin to become Tameh Mace. So that's how come he has to be compensated. Now it says they ride him on a donkey, and then it says he gets paid like a poil tonic, a poil bottle, like a worker. And we have this a number of times in Shas where we say that he gets paid like an employee a buck, like a guy who watches a garden or something, which he's working, but he gets paid very little. And Rashi learns, so Rashi learns as follows. If you were a diamond schleifer, if you were a diamond cutter, which is not hard work, but it's highly skilled and it's highly paid, so how much reduction would you take if they said to you, look, you don't have to work so hard, you just have to stand there. If we'll give you how much deduction would they give you even an easier job? Stand and watch a garden or something. You wouldn't take that much of a reduction because he's not that hard and he enjoys what he's doing. So you might take a 10% reduction to work. Okay, so therefore, that's what he gets paid. If this guy was a diamond cutter, he gets paid for this, for going out with this guy here and not working. You have to pay me like 10% less than what my normal pay is. So you can get your full pay, but 10% less. That's how Rashi learns. And if you, let's say, your job was to carry packages, which is heavy work, let's say, or plowing a field, that's something really hard, and we ask you, so how much discount would you be prepared to take and work a lot easier, don't have to work so hard? Maybe 50%. You know, it's such a hard work. If you can give me even half the money, I'll do that. So then when you do one of these things and we have to pay you, reimburse you for schar batola, what's schar batola? Not schar batola for the equal amount of what you were getting paid. How much you would have accepted to pay to work easier, an easier job, and that's what we pay you. Tasis disagrees and says you pay the full amount. But actually, he's very harsh over here. Talking about right, so Dayanim would charge $2,000 a day, they could never get a job, we didn't even get close to that. How if I get a job, I get $200 a day? It's quite problematic. Said the Mishnah, Hachoshud ala pchaydis, if somebody is suspected that he would inflict a mum on his pchaydis just in order that he can use it for his own purpose, ain loichim and menu, you cannot buy from him. Not only you cannot buy from him meat of an animal because maybe this was a pchaydis that he decided to inflict a mum, but even meat of venison, you're not allowed to buy from either because Gemara says the color of venison is very similar to the color of regular meat. You wouldn't know the difference. Even though you'll find it 5 minutes later when you cook it, it's a very different texture and something, nevertheless. Nor can you buy hide that weren't tanned. They weren't. You can't buy hide that wasn't tanned. Because how do you know where it came from? Did it come from the prayer or it came from another prayer? You can't trust him. But if it was tanned, we don't believe that a guy who is shady is going to put. It's a lot of work and effort to go into a tanning a leather. We don't believe he put all that work in because he knows if he gets caught, he loses everything. He's not going to do that. But if it's easy just to sell it as they off the rack, yeah, I'll try to get away with it. People try to always push the envelope a little bit, try to get away. Rabbi Yezer says, "Loichim imenu oilish nekevi." You're allowed to buy hide of a nekevi because you know it can't be a b'chay. And loichim men, you're not allowed to buy hide of a zocher. And you can tell because you know the zocher's male parts and the female male parts. He can cheat, and if you're talking about a cheater, he can cut out that part and turn it into a female. They take the male part out and put in a female, yeah, but still it's a cut rather than a natural thing. And they'll come up with some kind of lame excuse that a rat ate it. Nobody's going to believe it because it's too smooth. It's not going to happen. He won't risk it. You know, he's smart. He's shady, but he knows that if he can get caught, he'll ruin his whole business, his shady Ganef. Business. Yeah, Klu Ganef. He's an honest Ganef.
He knows he's
going. Nor can you buy from him wool that has been cleansed, that has been white, or dirty ones, again, because maybe he's selling you from Pchayr. The Gemara's already asked if it's Madach Malubin, which put a little bit of effort, yet we don't trust him. So if it's the way it originally was with all the dirt on it, of course he can't trust him. What do you have to even tell me? Avaloichim imenu, you're allowed to buy from a Tavi if it was spun. Because if it was spun, he put a lot of work into it, the same cheshbon, he wouldn't have done it if he thought that he can get caught and lose the whole thing. And also ubegodim, and if he turned it into final clothing, you can buy from him, because in no way, because that's even more work than Tavi. Yes, he makes clothing, and then it turns out to be that he was caught, he'll lose all the money. And the obvious question is, if Tavi, you're not allowed to buy from him, of course you cannot buy from begodim. So we'll see in the Gemara again. Says the Gemara, "Basa tzvayim, why not? The mechle b'de'egolo, because it can be changed. It's very easy to change it to a cab. They have the same color, like veal. Like oydish and avudim. Ha, avudim is avnina, but you're allowed to buy from a tan. Why? Imisa the b'chayr have la v'tarich bei. He wouldn't put the effort in. So, but he thinks each shomer b'ed abon hear about it. Mafsili minoy, they're gonna declare that no one can buy any tanned leather for me, and I lost all the labor and everything else. I'm not gonna do it. My time, I made the other. You can tell that's in the cave. It's not a b'chayv. Tanakama im kain. Abelezer says you're allowed to buy in a cave. And the Tanakama obviously doesn't hold that way. Tanakama holds im kain zocher. Nami chayg. The chusay doesn't trust him. If he's not to be trusted, he will cut out the male parts as well, make it look like in a cave. And achbori mochlu. He'll say, oh, I will say it looks funny. The cut. It's not the natural cut. He'll say, oh, mice ate it there. The edges. If it was mice, they can tell. It doesn't look like a mouse bite, because it would be jig-jag, you know, it would be zigzag or whatever. It wouldn't be so smooth. If it's dirty and natural stuff, of course you're not buy from him. It's one thing, you're missing the word here. Tzemeh that was cleansed from mitzoya, it's not as much effort as oiles avudin. So here the guy will take a little bit of a risk. He'll wash it out and hopefully get away with it. If he doesn't get away, no, he's a gefelich. If you're allowed to buy from a spun wool, which requires an effort, yet you're allowed to buy because he wouldn't do it if it was a begodim. Buy what he calls my begodim namti, a certain kind of material that they don't use spun thread to make those clothes. I'm not sure what it is.
So,
they don't use, okay.
I don't know, they use raw.
Felt garments means you sort of press together.
They have the skin with the wool on it still. It's not.
But it's not tanned and everything else.
I don't know.
I'm sure it is. So he says it's felt. Felt is pressed together, not spun. Therefore, you have to tell me that you cannot buy from them either. That. So it's not such a big effort, and he'll take the risk. Mishnah, now we're talking about you cannot trust people. If somebody suspected that he will deal, that will either plant the Shemitah or that he will, you know, Shemitah, you're not allowed to go ahead and deal with sell Shemitah stuff. If he's trusted, he's not to be trusted, and he suspected that he will sell, ain't loichim in menu, you're not buying him in pishtan flax, but filosodok, even if it was combed. So you might say, oh, if it was combed, there's an effort put into it, he wouldn't do it if, you know, risk it in case they find out. No, it's not such a big effort. But like him, you could buy Tavi. You could buy from him Tavi if it was spun, and the other if it was woven. And more or less the same question. If it's spun, woven is even worse. Hash to Tavi is a lot of buy from him that it's spun. Because over here, it is a lot of work involved, and therefore he wouldn't have done it. Odding my boy, so surely you're allowed to buy from him if it's woven, because woven, after you spin the thread, you then weave it. That's the next step. So you're already allowed to buy from him in the state of thread. What do you have to tell me if the buy from him is woven? My odig, what is odig? Tichi. It's some kind of, again, some material that you don't spin it, you use the not spun thread. What exactly is tichi? Charged like chains, but what exactly is it? Braids or something?
It's made from raw flax.
Yeah, but what is it? It is made. What is it? Okay, it's something that's made without spinning it. I'm telling you now, I'll use that
braided iron. Braided chains which are made from unspun flax.
Braided chains. Yeah. Okay. Something. Look at me right there. Hachoshudli is moicha truma l'shem chulin. If somebody is, if you suspect that this person is a shady person and that he will sell truma, and state that it is chulin, because he can buy truma in the market for half the price, turn around and sell it as chulin. Then ein loichim in menu, you know, buy a fill of my melch, even things that you don't normally give truma, you don't give water and salt for truma, but as a knas. It's one thing you don't trust him, the things like, you know, grains and all that, like, you know, even the truma ziyadak, the things that can normally, you know, give truma, don't buy from him. No, it says, Abihuda, buy nothing from him. Learn his lesson, that he better behave. afilu ma'im emel li Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon I'm no. Kol sheyesh by zikas truma, even if it's not directly truma, but even a zika, some connection to truma. Umasas ein lechem, but what a soldier you can. What exactly Rabbi Shimon is adding, the Gemara will tell us in a minute. What's Rabbi Shimon adding? He's saying not only the directly truma, but even kosh, that zikas truma. What's a zikas truma? What has a shaykh is truma, but it's not directly truma. He says, hey, you know what? Kirvei dogim, the innards of fish. The ma'arvi b'hu shem azai, so chumas. They were mixing in the kirvei dogim, they mix a little bit of olive oil. But olive oil is truma. So therefore, anything that has that can have even a tenuous connection to truma, don't buy from him. But water and salt, no problem. There was this butcher, Davi Choshud, he was suspected of selling tarba da atoma be mar de kanta. There's a certain fat that's called mar de kanta, which is kosher. There's another fat called tarba da atma that's around the kidneys that is not kosher. And once it's cut off from the meat, you can't really tell. Fats is fats. And he would sell tarba fats as kosher fats. Konse Rava, so obviously you can't buy from inflation anymore. Rava penalized them, Lisbune afila amguze. You can't buy from nuts, walnuts. Sounds like he passed like Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah. So why did he say walnuts? He should say you can't even buy from a glass of water. Sounds like you found Rabbi Yehuda. He said, why are you limiting it to nuts? Say even water soldier can't buy from him. So these shady people obviously listen in those days as well. Don't think it's a new phenomenon. That a guy would sell tray for meat as if it's kosher. I mean, it's just pretty amazing. But that's what used to happen as well. So the Gemara, Le'elam Rab Shimon, really is Rab Shimon. I, Rab Shimon says, Zika has to be Zika. Where does nuts, what connection is there between nuts and Truma? So he says, connection doesn't only mean that there is Truma mixed in there. If this in any way supports his cheating, that's also says Zikas Truma. And how do nuts support cheating? So if you remember Gemara Pesachim, that you're supposed to give the mitzvah, the chalik, a geizim, a kloyis to kids because it keeps them entertained. They used to play nuts all day, like in the 770s, play umtugrod, whatever, all these different nuts. Nuts was a big thing for kids in those days. So how do you think this guy enticed? Where do you get all this fats from? Where do you get all these fats from? He used to get kids, children of other butchers, who say, you know the fats that your father would throw out over there? You bring it to me, and here's a few nuts. For every piece of fat you give me, you get a dozen nuts. They would do it. So the nuts supported his Gnevish shtick. Uvi Yisuda, the Gufi Kansinle, and an Issa that's involved in the Gufi Panish, Tam Dardiki, the average kid, Goru Bam Guze, they're attached, they love nuts, they're attached to nuts. V'ozil Umishabish, the Tabochi, he used to go and mislead these children of the other butchers. The Gorilu, and how did he entice them? Bamguzi with nuts. Umaisule, and they used to bring him tarbidatna. They used to bring him all of the disposed fats. Umazbala, and he would turn around and sell a little bit more decanter. Good business. You get it for nothing. You pay cheaper.
That was the lollies of those days.
Now, by
not
buying the nuts, he has more nuts available to.
These nuts themselves are chayiv in trumas. Yeah. He hasn't given the hand in, I get to some of these nuts.
Not to chayim and trumas.
It's fruit.
Mice are paid. Trumas is not trumas.
It could be arla, tevel, shvi.
These are walnuts or whatever it is, or hazelnuts.
It's produce. It's got some.
Yeah, good question. Good question. What did you say there?
We just had a mishnah. How much arla shvi is? It could be paid shvi. It could be.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, we're going to continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.